Know why most shoe stores never bother to measure your feet? Too much work. Know why they don't offer different widths? Too much work. Know why they don't ask about your work? Too much work. Think you can say installing that last bridge span or torquing the bolts on a jet engine is too much work? Didn't think so. At a Red Wing shoe store, we know your feet and your work, because Red Wing boots are purpose-built for the exact work you do. Red Wing shoes. Work is our work.
The football gods have a zero-tolerance policy on fans skipping tailgating.
What's your excuse?
It was an away game.
Fandom revoked. No!
Because when you can't tailgate, you can tablegate at Buffalo Wild Wings. With a huge beer selection, award-winning wings, and wall-to-wall sports, it's the place for football.
And you?
I took my buddies tablegating. Saw every game.
Fandom retained.
Buffalo Wild Wings, the home of tablegating.
It's 11 o'clock.
It's time to play that real kick-ass open.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with sports director Doug Duda.
Doug Duda with a sports update on ESPN.
Pick and roll, and Olmstead is wide open from Romy. And he's got him locked up, and he gets the pin. Michael Klingensmith gets past, knocked away, Mariska. Jesse goes in for the layup, and it's up and in. And Ravenna's going to win state.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
It is now a new trophy. We have a new champion. A new champion of crowd.
Be big. I'll be big anyway. I don't know how much of a help I'll be.
This is so Apollo Creed and Rocky in the middle of the ring.
And now it's time for the best sports show in central Nebraska.
I wouldn't go that far, Mayor.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show.
It's another red light day in the life of yours truly. Glad to have you along with us as we get closer to game day, and it's game night Thursday, Kansas State and Nebraska. Doug and Daddy are going to be live at Cunningham's tomorrow, back into our Husker lunches. Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com will be there live. We're doing the show from 11 to 12. Then Sean will be there answering your questions. Have lunch at Cunningham's. Their kitchen is rocking and rolling, and you can pick up a lunch and have all your questions answered by Sean. He'll break down the non-conference portion of the season, take a look at Kansas State. Really encourage you and invite you to come out. You're going to have lunch anyway tomorrow. You just will come join us, right?
I think it's a no-brainer.
Time. And then Thursday, live from Manhattan, Daddy and I will be down there in Kansas as we preview K-State. Wyatt Thompson, the voice of the Wildcats, will join us on Thursday. Joe DeMeo, many more special guests, will be with us tomorrow. Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report, our Loper Link, plus Sean will join us today on the show. We continue popping into some of those surprising high school football teams. One of them is Daddy's own Bertrand Vikings. They are unbeaten, coming off a big win against Loomis in a battle of unbeatens last week. Coach Brent Streeter is going to join us. Also, we're going to talk to the head coach of the number one volleyball team in all the land in Division II. For the first time in history, Wayne State is there. And maybe one of their toughest matches was last week against UNK. Coach Scott Kneifel is going to join us coming up in our next segment because, like UNK has done, they have built this program with Nebraska kids. And kind of ironically, Tony, as I got to looking at the roster, Central Nebraska kids, everywhere from Cambridge to St. Paul, Central City, Grand Island, and just a bunch of kids that you're going to recognize. And let's catch up with the coach and see how those kids are doing in the area. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, so that's coming up on the show today as well. And the Major League Baseball playoffs begin tomorrow. We've got a triple-header for you tomorrow and Thursday, weekend of football. I can't believe it's only Tuesday because it's going to seem like Monday in like 36 hours here. You made a long road back from Manhattan, but it's not going to stop.
No, Doug, it's going to keep going, and I think we got to start by talking about the game last night. Danny Woodhead continues to get the ball to be I don't know to call him a highlight reel, but when they're singling you out on Monday Night Football, drawing rave reviews about you, that's exciting. He may have found his niche. That's all he ever wanted was an opportunity to play on this league. And he's taken every advantage of it, making special teams plays. You couldn't be happier for the kid coming off a knee injury and to go through what he's been through to get there and dumped by a team in your own division, picked up by the Patriots, was just flourishing. What a great story that is.
Plus eight carries for 36 yards, the 11-yard touchdown reception, two touchdowns in two games for the Patriots. And they were, you know, he got a chance because they were just kicking Miami's butt. You know what? Chad Henne, if you're going to stink that bad, stink from the beginning. Don't throw the bait out there and sucker me in and then have me lose fantasy by one damn point because you can't complete that last pass of the game. I knew when it was pick six, he wasn't coming back in. All I needed was a trash time reception, you moron.
Oh.
Meredith, again, the last time I ever believe in your stinking Dolphins. That was just, you know, I'm going to be interested to see the lines. I don't even know if they've got buys next week. I'm going to be interested in see the lines, Tony, because they're going to have fun with this. New England wasn't that good last night. Their special teams was. But the offense wasn't that good. And Miami, they can't be that bad. I mean, they got lit up special teams-wise. Henny threw for over 300. He had a couple of touchdowns in the ball game. I mean, it wasn't terrible until the second half when they had to throw and everybody knew they had to throw.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Oh, yeah. I know. Daddy had New England in one of our leagues. I dumped New England last week and picked up Tennessee. In a totally separate league. Thank God that's not the one point.
In the league Doug's talking about, first of all, it's not like I saw New England. I loved the New England defense because if you look at our rating sheet, the New England defense would be middle of the pack, I'm guessing. I've got the Dallas defense. I've got the New England defense. Well, Dallas was on a bye, so obviously you got to play the team that's not on the bye. Yeah. Just slop into that.
Well, that's the way it's been most of your adult life. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. That's the phone number if you'd like to join us on the program today. Probably sometime. Are we going to make our playoff predictions for Major League Baseball? I probably won't change mine. You've got Philly from the beginning. I've got Atlanta over the Yankees from the beginning. We'll find out how that all breaks down. Three managers fired in Major League Baseball yesterday. The Mets, the Pirates, the Brewers, they are all out. So there's some openings there.
Doug, did you happen to see outside the lines on Sunday morning?
I don't think so.
Okay, they have outside the lines, and basically the story revolves around a wealthy father whose son is a recruit at a Delaware that was an eighth grader that USC has offered a scholarship to.
Okay.
Well, he started this weight training deal, and they're at this private school. Well, it just so happens that all these inner city kids are now on this in this elite school paying. I mean, somehow the money's coming up for their education because they've started these foundations and whatnot. So, like, I think 48 out of the 58 kids that are now going to this private school, and you know, they got the microphone in his face. Well, how much money have you spent? And at first, first of all, how much money have you spent on getting the kid quarterback help? And he's like, Matt Leinart's been to this quarterback coach, and all these recognizable names, and I think he said $100,000 to $200,000 he spent on private tutors for this quarterback coach. So then it goes on to how much money have you contributed? Oh, a substantial amount, you know. And you could tell it. So they're just building this program up, and people are quitting, and now the Delaware Athletic Commission's looking into it. Just a bizarre. They're incorporating USC's terminology into their playbook so this kid will be up to steam. He's taking a tutor in the spring during spring football. He will be at USC's practice the next 4 years, all of their spring practice the next 4 years. He will be tutored in the morning, then go to every USC practice the next 4 years. They've already invited him out there. He will sit through that, learn their terminology. They're bringing it back to this high school. Wild story. If you get a chance to see it, check that out. If you get a chance to look it up,
they'll probably replay it sometime this week. They usually always do on their afternoon program. Wow. Weird. Todd Marinovich. Ron Paulus. Really? Yeah. Okay. Good luck.
Isn't that Beano's four-time Heisman?
And three. Yeah. And, Daddy, there's a new indoor football team coming to Nebraska, apparently.
Danger.
Apparently.
Danger.
Yeah. The Nebraska Danger. They're going to be the IFL Indoor Football League. This is Omaha's in it. There's a ton of teams in this. This is not the exact same league that the Tri-City Diesel was in years back, but it's some of the same teams. They have a new league, a lot more all over the country. And it begins apparently in February, and the playoffs roll through June. They're going to have a tryout coming up on October the 17th.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
This will be at the Heartland Event Center is where they're going to play their football. You can go to dangerfootball.com. Skull and Crossbones. And there you go. The Bosselmans are going to run this. They're going to own the team and indoor football. We've been hearing about this ever since the Diesel left when the Heartland Event Center was built. We've been hearing all kinds of different rumors about sports teams going in there, hockey, basketball, football, whatever it be. And finally, it became official yesterday. Daddy, I guess your reaction.
Well, obviously, I'm excited because I think one of the successful things that came to the event center here, I think football paid its own way at that time. I think the attendance was enough. We made it to the playoffs the 1 year. Then there was some trouble budgeting the trip to Utah. I don't know. It was a weird deal. But it's pretty obvious. The basketball did not pay its own way. And the basketball was the highest level, the highest thing close, the closest level to the NBA that you can get. I mean, albeit from the, what am I trying to say, Doug? The talent level was the highest of anything that's ever been at the event center,
yeah.
Was the basketball team.
They were a step away from being in the CBA or the U.S.
Right.
Developmental League and going on to the pros. I mean, hockey, you're still going to college. You're still going to the minors, then maybe to the NHL. Football, who knows where you're going, maybe to the Arena League after that. Very few guys made it from the Arena League to the NFL. Yeah, Kurt Warner. But, I mean, you know, very, very few guys did that. So I liked it. It was entertaining. It was horribly mismanaged, and that's why it didn't succeed. I don't mean that from a coaching standpoint or a player standpoint, but what they thought they could charge for a ticket, what they figured out after the fact, when the storm was new and drawing close to 4,000 and it was 85 degrees outside and you were still getting over 2,000 for football and they still didn't think that that was a success. They were morons. They didn't get it. And then this, the owner and the finances and the stupidity that went along with it. The product was good. It was just mismanaged. Now, we'll see what happens with the Nebraska Danger. I spoke with Greg Shea. And of course, he is the czar of the event center. I said, you know, we've been hearing these rumors forever. Is there a possibility that football could come back to Kearney? Now that Grand Island has a team, Omaha has a team, there's a ton of teams. It's not like every week you're traveling to Washington and Oregon and
Utah,
Louisiana to play a football game. He said they have been approached. They have talked to teams in the league. He's saying there's nothing in the works right now. The one thing he said is that Kirk Brooks would not be looking to own another team, but they would love to have another team in the Tri-Cities. Now, whether there's anything in the future, I didn't get that sense from Greg that there was going to be something coming up in the very near future as far as a football tenant, and definitely not in the upcoming season. I think they were it's interesting to find out what this organization did as far as research from a fan base in this part of the state. So we'll see next February. I'm looking forward to it. I thought it was fun here, so I think it'll be fun in Grand Island. And it just depends. You never know the niche of the population base. I think it'll work.
I think you mentioned February. Obviously here, the ice is down. There's more complications. Down there, there's no ice to put the floor down. I mean, not a huge deal, but you've got teams coming in. The Storm has home games that conflict with dates, whereas in Grand Island, you would think most of the dates would be open for them to step up and play when they want to play.
Well, obviously, most of these arenas at a variety of towns across the country are looking for sports tenants, some kind of tenant. And like they say, this, for the most part, fits these arenas because nothing else is going on at that time of the year. Yeah, there would be some hockey, but for most of these tenants, that's not the way it is.
Plus, you can have some horse racing going on at the same time, too. Check out an afternoon of horse race and then go see the Danger. I like it.
Their team colors are navy and bright green.
Yeah, they're going to get up in the morning and piss some excellence, I can tell you that.
Their head coach is going to be Sean Ponder. A lot of connections with Wichita. And I'm sure as we get closer to all this and find out more information, we'll talk more about it here on the Doug and Danny Show.
I'll be honest. I'll have to do some research and ponder if that's a good hire.
Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Doug and Danny at ESPNSuperstation.com. Mark in Minden says, I can just hear Kenny Loggins' Danger Zone a ton during those games.
Excellent as well. I can't wait.
I think this is from John, and Lane Kiffin will get fired and the rest will be history. About this Delaware quarterback that you were talking about outside the lines.
Yeah, probably right on that as well.
I got a good Troutman's trivia today, Daddy. I got a good one. I'm going to ask you the question during the break. Coming up, we're going to talk to the head volleyball coach at the number one team in the country in Wayne State in Division II volleyball. Scott Kneifel is going to join us for a moment. Brent Streeter from Bertrand is going to join us. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Some Husker talk as they get closer. We're playing Texas at 2:30. Those are the next two big games, K-State and Texas. It's big in Texas, but you know what's big in Nebraska?
Oh, I do, the big red chair.
You got to
it's
see
out
it.
Front.
Yeah, you got it out front. That looks like something you could kick back and watch games in.
It really does. It's awesome. It really is awesome.
And it is available at BICO in its two locations in Grand Island, on South Locust and on North 281, in Hastings on Osborne Drive East across from the Quality Hotel, and in York, just north of the I-80 interchange. All of those BICO locations have the big red chair. It's a canvas and aluminum tailgating chair, big and beautiful and glorious red, 60 inches tall, holds up to 400 pounds. You could put two or three people in there, or one daddy. There are six drink holders in the arms, so you don't have to crawl down. Comes with a carry case and a soft cooler, too. It's the perfect tailgating chair, and you'll be the tailgate king. Folks, you think you got everything Husker? You don't have the big red chair. It's never too early to get one for Christmas as well. Get that puppy behind the tree. Santa Claus would love to be in that. Oh, here it is, folks. You can even take it hunting, kick it out in the backyard.
You can't even visualize. I mean,
oh, you can visualize it. All you got to do is go to BICOonline.com.
There you go.
That's BYCOonline.com. BYCO, BICO, Online.com. They've got them in stock, but supplies are limited. More Husker gear at BICO as well. But check out the big red chair before they're all gone.
Put the dog in the chair.
Back
well,
after
fit.
This on the Duck and Daddy Show. Whack job.
The first Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of the month.
It's preferred member days at Complete Nutrition. The first Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of the month. Get 22% off everything.
The first Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of the month.
That's 22% off exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, vitamins, and herbs. At Complete Nutrition, our focus is asking you the right questions to get you the right products you need to reach your goals. And when it comes to helping you lose weight, increase energy, burn fat, or build muscle mass, nobody gets you results like Complete Nutrition, period.
The first Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of the month.
So get in this Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday for our preferred member days. And save 22% off everything only at Complete Nutrition.
Complete Nutrition.
Complete Nutrition is located in Kearney at 41st and 2nd Avenue north of Sunmark. For more information, call 338-1FIT. That's 338-1348. Or on the web at CompleteNutrition.com.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Tonight, the Giants home to host the A's in Game 3. take.
I'll tell you what, we haven't heard.
Nature stopped the 1989 World Series in its tracks. You never know when nature or weather might delay or cancel events. Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the Bruce Furniture Weather Threat button. See what's up with cancellation. Brought to you by Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Holdridge, Kearney, and Alliance. No hidden charges, no surprises. Just right for you.
Sunshine develops today with a high temperature of around 80 with south wind staying breezy about 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, skies will become partly cloudy with a low of 52 with a light south wind. Temperatures climb to 79 Wednesday. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 64.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Going to talk with Wayne State volleyball coach Scott Kneifel in a moment and Brent Streeter, head football coach over at Bertrand. Daddy, kids are getting bigger, faster, stronger, but the adults, they used to be bigger, faster, stronger. What happened?
Well, you want to look like the best around. That's why I merit play that. And that's why you need to get Complete Nutrition, 22% off everything. The first Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the month's preferred member days at Complete Nutrition. Whether you're looking for weight loss products, sports nutrition, or vitamins, they've got it all. Complete Nutrition, their focus is asking you the right questions to get you the right product, help you reach your goals when it comes to increasing muscle mass, increasing energy, burning fat. Hey, they've got it. Complete Nutrition, 22% off their preferred member days. It was yesterday. You missed that. But you got today and tomorrow to go. Complete Nutrition, located just north of San Martin Kearney, or call 308-338-1FIT. That's 338-1348. Or check them out online, CompleteNutrition.com. New store coming to Grand Island. Listen to the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll let you know more as it gets closer to opening.
All right. Sounds great. All right. Nebraska, during practice yesterday, Daddy did go inside, crank the fake crowd noise. Think it'll be that loud at Manhattan? Or just vulgar?
It's not that big, is it? Yeah, I mean, to 50, be that 000. Loud?
50,000.
Yeah, that's all right.
50,000 is what they hold.
No, you know, we prepared for Washington. There'll be nothing like that.
UNK football team is up to number 14 in this week's Division II coaches poll. Hastings College reenters the NAIA football poll at number 25. In the volleyball sector, Division I, Stanford is unanimous number one in the country. Cal is the only other unbeaten team, and they are seventh. Stanford, Florida, Nebraska, Penn State, Hawaii, the top five. Our girl Brooke Delano is the Big 12 Defensive Player of the Week. We got to get her on the show again, don't we?
I would think so.
Nebraska's at Missouri tomorrow night. You can see it on Nebraska Educational Television. And in Division II, Metro State is 18th out of the RMAC. UNK is up one spot to number 9 in the country. And the number one team in the country for the first time in the history of Wayne State College. That's right. It says Nebraska after Wayne State. It doesn't say Michigan. It doesn't say all those other Wayne States. It says Wayne State, Nebraska, receiving 29 of the 32 first-place votes, and one of those went to Hillsdale, who's 13th in the overall poll, so somebody was up late voting on their top 25.
Somebody was up late doing drugs is what's going on there. Is that...
Well, they've done it, and they're at the top of the mountain. They're hoping to stay there in his sixth season as the head volleyball coach at Wayne State. Scott Kneifel joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning and congratulations.
Oh, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for having me, fellas.
Well, we just want to know what the secret was in beating UNK last Tuesday so it never happens again.
it was a great match. It was a great atmosphere here. There were close to 1,600 fans here in Rice Auditorium, and, you know, the atmosphere was electric. And, you know, it was two great teams playing each other, and somehow we came out on top.
Did you and Squires have to be separated at any point?
We always have to be separated. That's just a rule. We always have to be separated.
Coach, you look up and down your roster. You've built this team with Nebraska girls, Central Nebraska girls, a lot of them. Tell us about your philosophy when you first got there, and was that, did you see enough talent to get you to number one in the land with that?
Well, you know, we see a lot of great talent throughout Nebraska and Iowa, and Central Nebraska is a hotbed for volleyball. You know, we feel like there are great high school coaches there, and there are great high school players, and we've had a lot of luck, obviously. We have Jen Hefner from Central City, Tally Fredrickson from Grand Island Central Catholic, Alex Arms is from Grand Island Senior High, and then you have Melanie Plotkey and Tatum Rublowski from, you know, St. Paul. So, you know, we've had a lot of luck with those Central Nebraska kids, and we hope it continues.
You've also got Shelby Schultz out of Cambridge, who followed kind of in Christina Hotelli's shoes. Coach, 6 years ago, when you took things over, describe the state of the Wayne State program. And you know, coaches are usually given that 4 or 5 years. Let's see what they are in 4 or 5 years. Well, you kind of got it done in that blueprint. But tell us where the program was and what you kind of attacked first in building it to where you are today.
You know, I really felt like we 5 years ago we were a work in progress. And today I feel like we're still a work in progress. Every day we go to the gym and we try to work hard and we try to get better every day, and that's our goal. And even though we're ranked number one in the country right now, which is really exciting for our program, it's still our goal to work extremely hard. We were in the gym this morning at 5:30 a.m. Working as hard as ever. And our players know that the ultimate goal is to be first at the end of the year and not in the middle of the year. So, but, I mean, we feel like we've come a long ways, but at the same time, through recruiting and working hard, we feel like we can build this program into a nice program and a power.
Scott, take us back to this summer and your expectations for this team. I mean, just heading into this season.
Sure. You know, I have really high hopes for this team. They're extremely hard workers. Like I mentioned before, our off season was great. Last spring in the off season, we took a trip to Florida to play some top 25 teams in the off season, and it was great for, you know, competition, but it was also great for team building. And then we added our four incoming freshmen, and throughout the summer, though, our kids worked extremely hard. They woke up and worked out at 6 a.m. 4 days a week, and you know, it's starting to pay off.
Talking with Scott Kneifel, he's the head volleyball coach of Wayne State. They are number one in the country for the first time in school history. It was anticipated because you had such a great season, but last week it was capped. You beat UNK. Your conference is maybe the toughest in the country when it comes to volleyball. You knocked off number one Minnesota Duluth. I'm sure you were expecting to be number one, but when you beat Minnesota Duluth, kind of the thoughts, and I'm sure it was a huge celebration.
Yeah, I mean, we've had a lot of big wins this year already, and it's really exciting. But, you know, we're really trying to stay focused on one game at a time. We have a huge 2 weeks in front of us. We go to Mankato State, which is, they're ranked 12th, I believe, in Division II, and then we also have Southwest Minnesota State, who's third, both on the road this week. So, you know we have to take it one game at a time. Our league is just crazy good as far as, you know, playing opponents, whether they're ranked or not. We have to show up whether that team has a number in front of their name or not.
Scott, what's it like? What's the Northeast Nebraska feel to it? You're a Newcastle boy. You got to have a lot of support up there.
Yeah, it's really exciting time right now to be a part of our program. You really can't go anywhere around town without people talking about it, which is an exciting thing. But you know, we're just trying to put it into perspective where we're at. We're 16-0, which is a great thing. We're off to a great start. There's no doubt about that. And we put ourselves in a really good position as far as the regional rankings go, things like that. So we just want to continue to get better.
Scott, what's the recruiting been like? Because UNK and even UNO a little bit were the powers, and UNK has been able to hold on to that. But you guys are kind of battling for the same kids.
Yeah, I mean, we recruit against UNK a lot. You know, they have a great program. There's no doubt about that. And you know, Wayne, Nebraska, it takes a special person to want to be here. But we always tell our recruits that you have to really want to be here to be successful. And I think that we've recruited the right type of players here. And a lot of them are small-town players and small-town kids that have had a lot of success, that, you know, they don't necessarily need a shopping mall or something like that to intrigue them to get to a city. So we've had a lot of luck in central Nebraska and small towns, and hopefully that'll continue.
Well, obviously you and Mike Gross kind of came on board about the same time. That can't just be a coincidence.
Mike's the reason why we're doing so well. Nobody knows about that. Our SID is he's one of the best in the country. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, well, he's probably curled up under his desk right now taking a nap. So, hey, I just – you mentioned all the kids from the area, but – I don't want to get past them without kind of taking us another step here. Jennifer Hefner, out of Central City High School, but the metropolis of Archer, Nebraska, and then Tally Fredrickson from Grand Island Central Catholic. Jen, earlier this year, was the National Player of the Week when you had beaten a number one team in tournament action, when you went out to Colorado, which was a huge weekend and caught everybody's attention and kind of sprung board things when you beat Concordia St. Paul. Then Tally has been the Player of the Week in the state a couple of times. Specifically, just a little more on what they have been able to continue to bring, because we saw it at UNK. You can't take that next level unless you get kind of a Division One kid to stay there and carry you.
Yeah, we really feel like Jen and Tally are both, you know, they're huge keys to both our offense and defense. Jen's net play is phenomenal. She's one of the best blockers in the country, and she always hits for a high percentage. She's a very smart attacker. And then you have Tally, who a lot of people thought, you know, coming out of high school, that she was too undersized to play on the outside. And, you know, we saw that she was a great ball control player. She could pass the ball. She could play great defense. And she's as explosive as they come. She's so dynamic, and she's turned into a fabulous player as well. And, you know, those two really make us go offensively and defensively. But, you know, I think the key to our success up to this point has been the balance. You know, I think a lot of great teams that we've played against have two or three great players that, you know, we spread the ball around so much that it makes us hard to stop.
Scott, we appreciate the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Keep them healthy and the best luck throughout the season.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
You bet. Joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show, head coach of the Wayne State Wildcats, the new number one team in Division II volleyball, Scott Kneifel. We appreciate him giving us some time on the show today. Another unbeaten coach on the local scene, Bertrand Football, Brett Streeter. He's going to join. I got a question, Danny, because it'll probably come up when we're talking to coach. But you're kind of torn. You went to Bertrand, but technically you could have went to Loomis. The Farmstead technically is closer to Loomis, right?
It would be right in the. I mean,
now why
across the section they went to Loomis. Where I live went to Bertrand. That's kind of the line.
That's why it went. You hated the kids that lived across the fence.
No, not really.
We all got along. Loomis, how was that? Ugly rivalry.
I would say more of a fun rivalry for the kids, yeah, because everybody went to church.
Bertrand went all the time when you played, and then Loomis kind of has been doing that, and now maybe Bertrand's getting back there.
Yeah, I was even before it was Loomis, and when I was in high school, yeah, it was always basketball.
How was the recruiting?
It was never.
I mean, obviously they saw you as a junior high kid. They probably were looking for you to maybe move.
They saw me as a junior high kid trying to chew gum and walk, and they we don't want him. So.
But now you have a cousin that plays for Loomis.
Yes, I do.
So you got Bertrand blood, but you've got a cousin
got Loomis
playing
blood.
For Loomis. So what?
Well, I've got Bertrand blood too.
So what happens? Well, I don't want to discuss what happens. You know,
it's
in that area when we're not playing sports.
You know what? I actually, going into that game, I just wanted to see a really competitive game because Loomis was on such a hot streak, and beating Pleasanton the way they did. I thought maybe it was just more Bertrand could chew. I really thought that going into the game. So I wanted to see a real competitive game. Then at halftime, it's 2-0. And I'm like, what the heck is going on down there? That the way the end of the game. Now I'm hearing a disappointing thing about Loomis of football, Doug. And I heard this morning that Kalen Anderson has a broken ankle.
Ooh.
And if that's true, and I heard it this morning. I just heard that. If that's true, that's going to be a big blow for the Loomis Wolves. And, you know, eight men, we saw it at Hampton last year with the Dosey kid not being full strength. It really, you know, take a step backwards. I hope that is not the case.
Not a lot of depth in D2.
No, it's not like you just plug somebody in there. Yes.
Unless you're at Howell's. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We've got a lot more to talk about, but when we come back, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Get ready, people. We're back after this.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Sears Automotive Center knows that when you get your car back from the shop, you don't want to feel like you've been taken for a ride. That's why the Sears Blue Automotive Crew offers Price Match Plus to get you the best price guaranteed. Through October 7th, hurry in for hot buys on Goodyear tires. Save up to $60 on a purchase of four. Plus, go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $19.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Nothing gets the heart pumping more than pulling in a Master Angler bass or standing 20 yards away from a huge buck or even a boat full of college girls sitting in your new boat. But it all starts at the Boathouse in Grand Island. From live bait lures and boats to hunting decoys, scents, calls, and blinds, The Boathouse offers you the supplies to be successful this season. And don't forget, ask Tim about winterizing your boat. Stop into the Boathouse today, North Highway 281 in Grand Island, where the fun season never ends.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine develops today with a high temperature of around 80 with south wind staying breezy about 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, skies will become partly cloudy with a low of 52 with a light south wind. Temperatures climb to 79 Wednesday. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 64.
Work it, make it, do it. Makes us all better, faster, stronger.
That'll kill me. Second Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. UNK Volleyball is home tonight. They take on Chadron State. Hastings College Volleyball is also in action tonight as they travel to Nebraska Wesleyan. Girls District Golf continuing today. Lachlan Country Club is hosting the A4. Jackrabbit Run, Grand Island hosting the C4. Yesterday, both Adams Central and Grand Island Northwest qualified as teams over at Southern Hills at Hastings. Emily Amon, Brooke Caravan of Holdridge qualified as individuals as a Seward won that tournament by 6 shots over Adams Central. A little windy around yesterday. Up at Alliance, Scotts Bluff went 1-2-3. Abrea Hernandez of Lexington qualified individually in the C3. Up at the Stewart Country Club, Ravenna's Megan Schroll qualified as an individual, finishing in 8th place yesterday. So she is headed to state. Best of luck to all those young ladies.
Stewart, Ravenna. Okay, that makes sense why they'd be in that.
I don't know if I mentioned this on the show yet, but a couple of weeks ago, the districts came out for basketball. Crofton and Arapahoe are in the same district. Crofton and Arapahoe. Folks, if you don't know, just look it up. Google it. MapQuest it. Arapahoe, Crofton. Same district.
How far north of Burwell would Stewart be?
Well, it's by Atkinson.
I mean, we went to where the racetrack 60. Is. We went and saw Overton play
60
there.
60 miles.
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, Stewart's like just.
So it'd be 150 miles from Ravenna.
Maybe not quite that far, but it's north. Hey, congratulations to the Kearney High boys tennis team. Didn't get a chance to mention that. They are the GNAC champions. Got a chance to see Coach Salisbury over the weekend. You know where I saw him? Big Dally's Deli. So yummy. So good. Friday's Pick'em contest, you get a chance as well.
What's your favorite sandwich there, by the way?
I like turkey bacon, and then you can go from there.
Warm it up, not.
They got a bazillion sandwiches. I'm going to look. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. I got to get some turkey and corned beef. What do you think? Well, I'm going to try and figure that out one of these days. The Nebraska Golf Hall of Fame induction ceremonies tonight at the Country Club in Lincoln. Imagine that, Dick Buechner involved with that as well, as if he's not doing enough for the world.
Yeah.
So Dick was at his own Hall of Fame for UNK over the weekend. Now he's going to help out and on the board for the Nebraska Golf Hall of Fame at the Country Club in Lincoln. Mike Shewhart, a lot of folks know his name, won the 79 Nebraska High School State Championship, followed in 80 with another state championship and All-American honors, was Nebraska State Match Play Champion in 83, played the Nike Tour. He competed at the PGA Championship a couple of different times. And he qualified for the U.S. Open 3 times. He's a 9-time section champion in Nebraska, 10-time Nebraska Club Pro participant. He's currently the director of instruction at the Nebraska Golf Academy at Wilderness Ridge. where he was the Teacher of the Year in 2003-04, and as a Golf Digest top teacher in Nebraska. Also, Catherine Curry from the early 70s. She's from Columbus. Kind of competed against Val Skinner in those first girls state golf championships. And then Carolyn Ryder, who has connections to Grand Island, is receiving the Davis Memorial Award. Herbert Doctor. I assume you're not related since it's
no.
a doctor. Okay.
No. Anything. Anything beyond a bachelor's degree is no relation.
It is time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. 888-455.
Hey, Merritt.
ESPN.
Hit the button and let them ring through.
455-3776.
This is great.
If you've not...
Okay, now make them all busy again. So we'll get a different crew in there.
Well,
okay.
You are just mean. 888-455-3776. If you've not won in the last 2 months, then you're eligible. If you correctly are the first correct answer, then you get the $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats, where it is tailgating season, and it is so good. I can see you kicking back in your big red chair with some beverages and just chowing on some ribs that you grilled up that you got at Troutman's, eating a brat that you got at Troutman's, finishing it off with a steak tip you got at
You got to bolt down the Green Mountain Grill so you get a rope to pull yourself out so you can check your grill.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. Major League Baseball playoffs begin tomorrow. Are we ready, Mary?
I'm ready.
All right. Who are we chatting with on the Doug and Daddy Show?
It's Chris from Lawrence.
Hey, Chris. This is not easy. We previewed it, but let's see if you can get it. Major League Baseball playoffs begin tomorrow. Three former Huskers are on rosters of these Major League teams. I want all three of them. Three Huskers are in the Major League Baseball playoffs. Former Huskers. Can you name them?
Jabba Chamberlain, Dan Johnson, Tampa Bay, right? I need some time. Think here.
I'll give you just a little time.
No, I ain't got her, pal.
Chris, thanks for trying. Well, Chris took a chance. He got at least one of them right. 888-455-ESPN. Name the three Huskers that are former Huskers that are in the Major League Baseball playoffs. Take your shot. Go ahead.
Brian Dunstan, Jabba Chamberlain, and Dan Johnson.
That is just incredible. Did you know Dan before Chris said it?
No, I did not know that. I knew the other one.
Who are we chatting with?
Andrew from Kearney.
Andrew, congratulations. Gosh, darn it. I'll tell you what, sometimes if you think they're hard, they're easy, and if they're not, blah, blah, blah. Well, Andrew, congratulations, $25 gift card coming your way, and you know the beauty of it is I know neither one of these guys had time to look it up on their phone or their computer. Hang on, Merritt will get your information and enjoy Troutman's great food.
Thanks a lot.
I needed time during the break, but eventually I was able to
crack
your code.
Well, you guessed Dunsing first.
Yes.
And then it took you a little while, and you went, oh, yeah, Jabba. And then Dan Johnson.
Well,
you guessed one other person.
Yeah, who'd I?
Adam.
Stern. I thought maybe Adam Stern reemerged as somebody here. Late.
According to the Nebraska Sports Information Office, to Zach Greinke. Kroenke, not Greinke. He got his first major league start last week in that final weekend of the regular season. That meant him, Jabba, and Dunsing all pitched on the 2005 Husker team and all have started a major league game. There you go.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah. I can't believe it was that easy.
Well, coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show, we're going to be talking a little football. It's just still.
Now, they're showing the end of that game.
I'm shocked. We'll take a break. Brent Streeter from Bertrand going to join us. A lot more coming up.
The first Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of the month.
It's Preferred Member Days at Complete Nutrition. The first Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of the month. Get 22% off everything.
The first Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of the month.
That's 22% off exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, vitamins, and herbs. At Complete Nutrition, our focus is asking you the right questions to get you the right products you need to reach your goals. And when it comes to helping you lose weight, increase energy, burn fat, or build muscle mass, nobody gets you results like Complete Nutrition, period.
The first Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of the month.
So get in this Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday for our Preferred Member Days. And save 22% off everything only at Complete Nutrition.
Complete Nutrition.
Complete Nutrition is located in Kearney at 41st and 2nd Avenue north of Sunmark. For more information, call 338-1FIT. That's 338-1348. Or on the web at CompleteNutrition.com.
Hey, this is Mike Golick for Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. So in baseball, you can go 1-for-3 and still have a good night, but not when you're serving USDA Prime Steaks. Luckily, Ruth's Chris is always at the top of their game. Each night, they serve up their hand-selected steaks tender, juicy, and sizzling on a 500-degree plate so they stay hot and delicious to the very last bite. You have to respect that kind of consistency. It's a lot like me, except the only thing I'm serving up in the morning is beatdown zucchini. Visit your local Ruth's Chris today.
Guys get haircuts. Guys watch sports. Year after year, that winning combination has landed Sport Clips on Entrepreneur Magazine's list of America's fastest-growing franchises. Featured on CNBC, Sport Clips is a one-of-a-kind business with a proven successful track record. If you're a serious investor who wants to work on the business, not in it, there may be a Sport Clips franchise available in your market. Some businesses were made for success. Sport Clips is one of them. Every investment should be this obvious. Check it out now at sportclips.com.
When you save 10% on the stuff that you bought, that's at Builders.
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, here to announce our all-new Senior Citizens Day every Tuesday at Builders in Kearney. If you're 65 or over, you qualify for a 10% discount on any in-stock items at Builders. That's every Tuesday, where seniors save 10% at Builders in Kearney. See store for details.
Builders does it best.
There's nothing like cheering on the home team, UNK Lopers. The blue and gold is in town tonight, and Platte Valley State Bank, a community bank you can count on, reminds you to get with the crowd and get to the game and cheer on the UNK Lopers.
The University of Nebraska-Kearney women's volleyball team is home tonight against conference rival Chadron State. First serve at the Health and Sports Center is set for 7 o'clock. Plus, the women's golf team wraps up the RMAC Fall Invitational at Wild Horse. Go out and cheer on your UNK Lopers.
Saving money is important, but sometimes spending money makes good sense too. Like when you need a more reliable car, an energy-saving heat pump, or a first home. Sometimes you need help making these purchases, and that's when you need a reliable community bank. You need Platte Valley State Bank. Whether you need a short-term loan, a home equity line of credit, or a mortgage loan, Platte Valley State Bank will help you make sound and responsible choices. They have competitive rates and simple, straightforward programs. You can apply online or visit a personal banker. Good lending choices you can count on. That's Platte Valley State Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Sunshine develops today with a high temperature of around 80 with south wind staying breezy about 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, skies will become partly cloudy with a low of 52 with a light south wind. Temperatures climb to 79 Wednesday. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 64.
Show Central Nebraska is the ESPN radio superstation where we feed all the guests on the program at Burger King. Maybe you want the breakfast revolution, maybe you want a burger, maybe you want an iced coffee, maybe you want a Seattle's best coffee. It doesn't matter, it's all there for you. Breakfast served daily until 11 and full menu served all morning. That means if you want a double cheeseburger at, or you know, a Whop, you get it at 9 a.m. They'll do it for you. Located in Kearney near Kearney Cinema, 8th Street and 3rd Avenue. Also next to Walmart at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue. Cozad and Lexington and North Platte as well. Daddy, I think the last time we had our next guest on the program, we were trying to find out if they had recruited a kicker to make some conversions.
Well, that was the last time we had this guest on. Brent Streeter joins us right now, but he is a king of conversions now at Bertrand. They are undefeated, currently ranked 4th in all the nation. In D2.
They are?
Brent, how are you this morning?
Super. How you doing, Tony?
Well, we're great over here. Probably not as good as you guys are in Bertrand. Congratulations to a wonderful start to your season.
Thanks. It's been exciting, and last week topped it off. It was a great week for all the transports. The cross-country team did well. The volleyball team beat a ranked team, and of course, you know how it is being here around Bertrand, Tony. The Bertrand-Loomis rivalry is just a something to look forward to all the time.
Well, Coach, that's what I'm wondering here. You know, you got Big Daddy kind of split there. You know, he's got Bertrand blood. He's got a cousin playing for Loomis. He's got the excitement at the end. You got a safety in the ball game and had everything he'd want.
That's right. That relative you're talking about, he brings a load. He's a tough guy to block.
You know, but Brent, obviously, I'm going to go back to the start of the season. You guys have one win a year ago. To say you'd be undefeated at this point, probably didn't see that coming, did you?
No, we didn't. You know, we told ourselves we have to take this year game by game and just try to keep everybody positive and have a goal every week. And now that we're sitting here at 5-0, we're trying to expand those goals now. But, you know, we're really going to see ourselves as fortunate coming out of that first three games. We knew Mid Valley had a lot of returning starters. If we could come out of there 2-1, that was going to be huge. We knew Elwood had lost a bunch. But anything could have happened in that preseason, and the ball rolled in our favor, and we came out of there undefeated and was able to start district play. So we're excited about where we're at right now.
Some of the folks knew that you were going to have talent coming off the track team, which doesn't necessarily – I guess we see that you have distance runners. I don't know what you do with distance runners. that doesn't translate to speed or power, but you've got all kinds of kids. You've got speed, power, and I guess endurance with some of those kids, and Brock's one of the leaders on this ball club. How would you categorize your team? Is it a strength team, a speed team, or do you just have the right mixture this year?
You know what? I don't know if it's really a combination of our mixture. I think we just have a lot of those kids, like you said, those 400-meter runners, those 800-meter runners and distance track. They build a lot of endurance. We have several kids that just hover around that 4.9, 5 flat 40 time, you know. And then we have some kids that really mature in the weight room this year. So I would say it's a little combination, but I think we just got a good solid core of that average athlete. The kids really hung together. They motivate each other. We have tremendous leadership, as we usually do have in this school. And you mentioned Brock Towdy. He kind of does an excellent job as our quarterback, managing the game, but not only being responsible for the game. He gets kids together outside of practice. They have breakfast, do things like that. So we have good chemistry going right now, and we just got to try to maintain that level of togetherness.
Brent, I read in the Kearney World Hub, I guess, there was a quote by Ryan Dahlgren. I think it was after the Arapahoe win. Might have been, I can't remember what game, but he said, eventually, we want to play for a state title. Now, it seems strange to me that a team coming off of one win all of a sudden sets their goals. Were those goals that were established 3-4 games after this deal got started?
You know what? We started looking toward a district goal and being a district champion first. And then in our preseason meetings, you know, I think as a coach, if you don't want to win at all, what are you in it for? But at the same time, you got to break it down into what your team's talent level is every year. So, you know, like I said earlier, it was just, hey, we got to focus on game by game by game. And pretty soon that set us up to be in this position. And I'm excited to hear our kids talking about, you know, eventually someday being a state champion. And you never know what might happen. But right now, we just got to focus on the next three games. After a big, exciting game like last Friday, we definitely can't drop the ball at this point in the season. So we got to finish this thing off, get to that first goal of a district championship, and then just try to win as many playoff games as we can.
Bertrand head football coach Brent Streeter joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Off to a 5-0 start. Loomis Daddy is going to be the toughest test on their schedule. You do have to hit the road the next couple of weeks. Wilcox is this week, a team that finally broke a long losing streak earlier in the year. Then you get to take on the legend Dan Moore, whose team struggling a little bit but playing close football games. And then you get the legend Jim Langan, of course, in the final game of the season. Coach, where are you looking to improve? And will these teams allow you to do that?
Yeah, you know, I think we can improve, but we got some areas that we want to try to improve on. Our passing game has got to become better before we get in the playoffs. We got to try to coordinate our games more to where we're not always passed on third down and being too predictable. But you said that we're going to come up against a few traditional schools and classic coaches, and Coach Moore and Jim Langan. And I know both of those guys have been fighting the injury bug this year. Sumner's getting some kids back, so hopefully they'll be all healthy and ready to go and have a challenging night. And hope with that same way with Ansley, too. I don't know exactly their injury situation as far as season-ending stuff or just banged up. But, you know, we'll be looking forward to those two games, and we need to go down and take care of business at Wilcox. They throw the ball around pretty good, so we'll have a good secondary challenge in that game.
Well, I'll be honest with you, Brent. Mike Perenio from the Mandalay Bay has you heavily favored in all three of your last three remaining games. When you look towards the playoff picture, and I know every coach is looking at that West or East or wherever they're at, where do you see yourself fitting into that mix right now?
You know, I hope we can maintain our position where we're at second, or even at least be in that top three and get a good draw in those playoffs. But there's a lot of good teams out there, and there's some teams that I don't know about, you know. You look at Eustis Farnham, they have a tough team. I know they played some D1 schools really tough this year. You got Brady out west that has a good running back nobody seems to be able to contain right now. So you know what, we're just going to try to focus on these three games. Like I said, I know what every coach says, it's game by game. And we got to get into those playoffs. I guess what we're going to try to establish right now is, from last week, it's time for us to explode if we're going to be that good in the playoffs, or prove to people that we deserve a top three ranking in the West, or by points, or however you want to look at that. But we definitely just can't play down to anybody, and that's certainly not an insult to anybody, but like I said, we can't drop the ball now. Great teams explode off these big wins, and we just never can be satisfied from this point out.
So how is that conversion game coming?
Hey, my God, you guys gave a bit of motivation on that. But, one of the biggest things on that is we got out of the spread, and it's a little easier to get the old two-point conversions when you're in power football. So that helps a little bit, but I'm sure glad you guys made that nationwide. We appreciate it here at the Trans.
Well, for football fans out there that look at these playoff pictures as they break it down, right now Sargent, who many people think is the best team in the West, sits 14th or 13th, teetering right there in that playoff picture. So they are going to match up with one of these teams the first week of the playoffs. So staying one or two might be very critical, Brent.
Oh, that's going to be critical. You said it. You know, the playoffs get broke down in this point system. A lot of it comes down to your schedule and what your opponents do the rest of the season. And I think you hit the key team right there. This just certainly isn't to put down anybody else or put a lot of pressure on Sargent. But, you know, rumor has it they got a really good football team with a lot of really good players. And, you know, if they're down there at that bottom half of the West, that's really going to be a tough, challenging game for whoever draws them in that first round. So hopefully they can move up and get the respect and kind of the recognition that they deserve for having a great team up north there.
Well, it must be the best class of athletes, as Coach said, boys and girls, since the Davis boys came rolling through there in the 90s. Cause, as he said, I mean, Bertrand Loomis came up here, won the UNK cross country. Their volleyball's ranked, the football's ranked. Coach Streeter, keep up the great work, and we hope to get to see you later on in the season.
Hey, I appreciate that, guys. Thanks for recognizing us and having us on your show.
All right, take care, buddy. Brent Streeter, hometown of the Bertrand Vikings and L. Tony Davis. Is it Davis Field?
No.
Davis Gymnasium?
No.
Davis Urinal?
No. There you go. It's the bathroom. They renamed that after me, I think.
Very few people, I mean, the respect that they give your mother, probably don't know that she's your mother, right?
Yeah. They would totally change if they knew that.
No. I guess they would think, man, she's even more of a saint putting up with you boys. 888-455-3776, 888-455-ESPN. Don't forget tomorrow, our Husker lunch. You're all invited. It's open to the public. It's free. You can have lunch. Now, that's not free, but have lunch. Cunningham's going to have you all set up. And then Sean Callahan is there from HuskersIllustrated.com, breaking down the Husker season so far. He's going to answer all your questions. It lasts from about 12 to 12:45, so come early. Have your lunch. Try and get you out there between 12:45 and 1. There's door prizes, giveaways, so that you can be back at work if you've just got that one-hour lunch. And we want you to be a part of it tomorrow. So please come out and join us. We'll talk to Sean a little bit on the show. Bob Jensen joins us tomorrow. Loper Link tomorrow. A whole lot more. And then off to Manhattan. I'm getting more geeked up as it goes along.
Yeah, well, it's middle of the week football. You know, it's the Huskers. They're on prime time. It's the national spotlights on them. A good case. You know, if you're number six, number seven in the nation, stand up and be heard from, because this is your opportunity.
The lines between 10 and 12, a lot of people seem to like Nebraska right now. I don't know. Your thoughts?
Well, I just think everybody's thinking that Coach Bo Pelini's going to right that ship after the lackluster performance versus South Dakota. I'd be surprised if around here you can get it for 14. I think that's where it'll be set at.
They better hold on to the ball. They better not turn it over against Kansas State. I'm more worried about this one than I ever was about Washington. So, anyway, we'll be in Manhattan making our predictions and going through that coming up on Thursday. There is some high school volleyball tonight. Thayer Central, Sutton, number 1 and 3 in their class. I'll be over at Wood River on Classic Hits 98.9. Wood River, Ravenna, Shelton, Minden. Wood River and Minden are both state rated. It's a quad. Gets underway at 4:15. That's right, four matches, Daddy. While you're in your lazy boy,
let's get it on.
Furniture. You're going to be kicking back. I'm going to be working. You want to go?
I'd love to, but Bruce Furniture, I got to do that. I'm doing a test market thing for them.
You probably won't be able to get out of the big BICO chair by then.
I roll out it into the Bruce Furniture. I go back and forth.
That'll be awesome. Also tonight at the Heartland Events Center, not quite the same as last year, but they are having their volleyball tonight. Grand Island against Bellevue, and also Northwest, Adams Central, Central Catholic, all competing there tonight. So you got Hastings High, taking on Northwest, Adams Central taking on Central Catholic, and Grand Island is taking on Bellevue. So there you go. That's all going on tonight over at the Heartland Events Center. So get out and enjoy what you can. Plus, UNK Volleyball is home tonight against Chadron State. Coming up tomorrow, we told you Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep, our Loper Link, Sean Callahan with the Husker Lunch, will be live at Cunningham's. We want to thank our guests today, which included Bertrand, football coach Brent Streeter, and Scott Kneifel, the head coach of the unbeaten and first-time-ever top-ranked Wayne State Volleyball program.
Hey, look forward to seeing you tomorrow from Cunningham's Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 in Kearney, 1550, our friends in Hastings. See you then.
Maybe a prep with a big-ass beer at Cunningham's tonight. Whet the appetite for tomorrow in Huskers.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!